The first step on the road to a possible state championship begins tonight in Marble Falls, where the Texans will square off against the Taylor Ducks. The Texans roll into the playoffs with a perfect record and look to get their playoffs started with a win against the dangerous Ducks, who would like nothing more than to knock off the favored Texans. Now, let's head to the stadium for our pregame show and the voice of the Texans, Mike Blackwell.
Hi again, friends. We are coming to you live from Mustang Field in Marble Falls, Texas, where tonight the second season begins for the Wimberley Texans football team. I'm Mike Blackwell. Great having you along, as always, on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM on your radio dial. And by second season, I mean the playoffs. The postseason begins right here and right now all across the state of Texas this week, and we are thrilled that we are a part of it, and we're thrilled that you're a part of it as well. The Texans start their playoff journey by facing tonight the Taylor Ducks, the team that finished third in District 25-3A, and a team who enters this game with a 3-7 overall mark. Three teams get into the playoffs from each district, and you can debate the merits of that all you want, but regardless, the Ducks are the first team up for the Texans, who won the District 26-3A championship with a perfect 9-0 overall record and a 5-0 mark in district play. It ought to be an entertaining show for you tonight, that's for sure, because you just know that Coach Richard Cobia's team is sick and tired of hearing people talk about that 3-7 record, and frankly, talk about whether or not a 3-7 team deserves to be in the playoffs. So the Ducks, without question, will be highly motivated, to say the very least, tonight against the Texans. And if you want my opinion, and you probably don't, of course the Ducks deserve to be here. They qualified for the playoffs, and this is absolutely where they deserve to be. So more power to them. And whatever the case, we're going to have some playoff football for you tonight, and we're going to have a lot of fun as usual. First things first, let's thank our sponsors who make this broadcast possible for us tonight. Brian Eccles with State Farm Insurance, Ace Hardware, Stevenson Malone, DeMaster Daniel Insurance, Blanco National Bank, The Mail Stop, Lori Gray with Horace Mann Insurance, Cypress Creek Cafe, and of course, Lone Oak Motors. Stay with us, friends. Our pregame show continues after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM.
Support for this Wimberley Texans playoff broadcast is made possible by your new local State Farm agent, Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding hill country. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 or click online at ByronEccles.com. Byron Eccles, Judy, and the staff are proud sponsors of your Wimberley Texans. Go Texans! This Wimberley football broadcast is made possible by Cypress Creek Cafe, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. More information and online menu at cypresscreekcafe.com.
This is Dusty Eichenloff with Blanco National Bank in Wimberley. I want to say hi to my son Grant, who is on the JV team. You're listening to Wimberley Texan Football on WimberleyRadio.com.
Support for KDRP comes from Wissanat and Lyle, providing water well drilling, pump services, and rainwater harvesting systems to residential and commercial customers throughout Central Texas. Information at 512-858-4375 or on the web at WLWSI.com.
Back at Mustang Field, Mike Blackwell here along with Randy Hermes, my partner. A beautiful night tonight, crisp night at Mustang Field, a gorgeous facility here, no doubt. And first and foremost, before we bring Randy in and say hello, we certainly want to say hello to all the veterans out there. It's Veterans Day today, and we absolutely love you men and women who put yourself on the line and sacrifice so much to allow us to be here, Randy, on this Friday night in Marble Falls, Texas. We can't thank those folks enough.
No, absolutely. And again, it doesn't, the words, I guess, don't hopefully will display what that appreciation is. So we thank them all for their service and their contribution to our country.
What do you think about this football game here tonight, Randy? Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about Marble Falls coming in with a 3-7 record, and obviously Wimberley, one of the top-ranked teams in the state. And what do you think? It ought to be interesting, if nothing else, here tonight.
Hey, absolutely, as it has been all season, I suppose. You know, you mentioned earlier about making the playoffs. What does that mean? And if you look at all of the 184 class schools or class 3A schools, 96 of those make it into the playoffs. So, again, it's the top three teams out of each district go into the playoffs. So it's certainly a bevy of them make it this far.
Over half. I mean, that's a significant number. There's no question about that.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, before we get too far into the dissection, our usual dissection of the Taylor Ducks, let's take a short step back and look at what all this fine Wimberley Texan team has accomplished up to this point. Mike, first off, the district championship. You know, it's hard to fathom that last week during that game we were actually playing for the district title. Went into it 8-0. Of course, that meant nothing because if we would have lost, Bernie would have been the district champions. But as it was, the Texans put on an impressive performance. Fantastic defense against a spread offense that had been putting, you know, 400 and 500 yards on every offense. 500 yards of offense on every week. And so a great job, as has come the what we've come to expect from that Texans defense. But, you know, an even bigger accomplishment, in my opinion, is the undefeated regular season. Now, I'll grant you that we might have to put a caveat next to that record because we played one less game than most of the other teams because of the cancellation of the Smithville game. But put this into perspective. Out of the 184 District 3A football teams, only 12 had perfect seasons. And just so you know, we weren't the only ones with a 9-0 season either. So
really?
Yeah, that's right. So going undefeated is no small feat. Also, Wimberley comes into tonight's contest ranked second in the 3A class by the professional prognosticators. And you can go out there and see who them are for yourself. Their offense ranks 28th out of 184 teams in points scored. And I might point out that out of all the teams above them had 10-game seasons. So, you know, just another touchdown or two in their ranking would have been much higher than that.
Right.
And, again, I mentioned their defense. Their defense, which has been so great this year, ranks 9th in points allowed. And, again, you have to put a caveat next to that one because of the 9-game season. So, you know, congratulations to the Wimberley Texans on what they've accomplished this regular season. Been most impressive up to this point. But like you mentioned, up to tonight, all that means nothing.
It really does.
Set it all aside because the new season starts tonight. You know, other than making it to the playoffs, the regular season schedule means nothing from this point forward. In the Texas high school football playoffs, there's no seeding except for this very first round. They play the winner of one district against the runner-up for the next.
Right.
You know, the brackets, quite honestly, of who we were going to play were put together 3 years ago when the UIL realigned the districts. So who we play from this point forward is all luck of the draw, and losing your football season is over, Mike. So
one and done. I mean, there's no second chance on this deal tonight, Randy.
That's right. So, you know, like I mentioned earlier, 196 of the 184 teams go to the playoffs, so making it to the playoffs doesn't necessarily translate into strong playoff matchups.
And the winner tonight, we should mention, will play the winner of the Hondo Gonzalez game tonight. So,
I've got some juicy stuff on.
Do
that
you have
later.
Some juicy stuff? We'll talk some more about that at halftime, and of course throughout the evening. But that's definitely it's kind of good to know who you're going to play. The winner of this game will in fact play Hondo and Gonzalez next week.
That's right,
regardless of what happens.
And then, you know, I've gone high tech, like I mentioned to you earlier. I was kind of a couple weeks ago, we kind of joked about the Twitter account, and I needed to get a Clucker account. Well,
my color man Steve Jobs here tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I got a Twitter account, so we can keep updated on the Gonzalez Hondo game during this night. So we'll keep those scores. And again, I've got a little more information on that. That ought to be a good matchup. So how about these Ducks? You know how I like to look, Mike, through all the statistics I can find each week. Try to get ready. Try to learn what I can about our opponent. And I struck out this week.
You did?
I did. I had a hard time. You know, the Ducks come into this game with a 3-7 record, like you mentioned earlier. They finished third in District 25-3A. Lucky for them, they were 3-2 in district and made it to the playoffs. But the three teams that they beat have a combined record of 10-20.
Wow.
Yeah, if there's any statistic that raised my eyebrows this past week is that the team that the Ducks lost to have a combined record of 43-26. And four of their pre-district opponents, which they lost all those games, by the way, were 4A schools. So,
those are legitimate losses then if you're playing a school that's bigger than you are. But, you know, quite frankly, Wimberley comes into this game as a prohibitive favorite.
Without a doubt.
You know, there's no There's no two ways about that, no two ways of thinking about that. Hey, we also want to thank some of our annual sponsors for the playoffs here tonight, and we'll be mentioning them periodically in bits and pieces throughout the evening and talking about those folks. Among them, Wizenhunt and Lyle Water Services, Belterra, Texas, and the Marbridge Foundation, and that's just three of several of those sponsors that we have. And remember, folks, also, if you're enjoying listening to this game, please show your financial support. We rely 100% on donations from listeners and businesses to make this broadcast possible. If you are a business owner and would like to have your business associated with our broadcast, call our office, please, at 965-9969. That's 965-9969. And also, if you're an individual listening to this game and would like to make a contribution, please call that same number, 965-9969. And you had mentioned Twitter a while ago, Randy. You can also Twitter us at TexansRadio.com, or you can send us an email to the booth at booth@WimberleyRadio.com. So keep that in mind as well. And we are obviously on WimberleyRadio.com tonight and also on KDRP 100.1 FM as our brothers and sisters down the road in Dripping Springs certainly did a good job last night, Randy. 48 to nothing
over. That's right, over Austin Lanier. That's right. In fact, next week they'll play the winner of San Antonio Alamo Heights versus the Bernie champions, and those teams are meeting up tonight in New Braunfels to figure out who's going to have the good fortune of going and play those Dripping Springs Tigers.
It's always fun. Playoffs is always fun. You're always worried, you know, thinking about your game that you're at, but you always have other games in your mind, and it's just a lot of fun. That's what gets me in the mood for Thanksgiving, high school playoffs. I get ready. So, at any rate, we've got a beautiful night here. It's clear. What's the weather forecast tonight, Randy?
58 degrees at game start with a very slight south wind.
How about that? It can't get any better than that, can
beautiful
it?
Night.
There's the moon out there to the left with the clouds in front of it. Nice, nice night here at Mustang Field in Marble Falls. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back with more of our pregame show and the opening kickoff. After this brief timeout, you are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM.
Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by Lori Gray of Horace Mann Insurance, specializing in auto, life, and home insurance, and annuities in the Wimberley, Dripping Springs, and Lake Travis areas. Available by phone at 847-5118 and via email, lori.gray@horacemann.com. Lori wishes all the best to the Texans on their 2011 season. Go Texans! Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by The Mail Stop, supplying the residents of Wimberley and the surrounding hill country with private mailboxes, packing and shipping services, and supplies. Featuring a gift shop and Kodak photo printing in the store. Located at 13501 Ranch Road 12 or by phone at 847-9622. Dina, Lynn, and the staff at the Mail Stop wish the Texans a great 2011 season. This Wimberley football broadcast is made possible by DeMaster Daniel Insurance Agency, providing property and casualty insurance for Hays County. Locally owned and operated since 1983. Located at 15501 Ranch Road 12, Wimberley, Texas. Or by phone at 847-5549. The staff at DeMaster Daniel Insurance proudly supports Wimberley schools and Texan football.